On Midwest Week, should more people pay taxes to support the Quad City Airport? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jennifer DeWitt, business reporter for the Quad City Times. Remind us, Jennifer, right now, who currently pays taxes to support the Quad City Airport?
Currently, taxes are levied by taxpayers in 7 of the 18 townships in Rock Island County. There's a movement afoot to stretch that across the whole county and get all 18. And there's also been chatter about talking about including Iowa, though there's been no movement on that.
So why 7 of 18 townships? Is this something that happened decades ago and we don't know why, but it stuck around or what?
It happened, I believe, when they started the airport, so we're talking 1940s, but it's an old Illinois statute, and I believe those were the most populous counties at that time.
Mm-hmm. So it would be sort of the Rock Island, Moline, East Moline, those townships, plus a few others?
Yeah, what we would think today is the real metropolitan ones.
On the Illinois side?
On the Illinois side.
Okay. Now, what other income does the airport get besides taxes from these townships?
The airport gets landing fees from the airlines. It gets rent from the different vendors, the restaurant. It gets state and federal funding, but both those are really getting tighter, which is why they're looking to their taxes.
And so who might be added to the tax rolls? I mean, what sort of possibilities are there?
Well, right now they're working on a proposed legislation with 2 other airports so that they could expand their taxing authority across all of Rock Island County. That's all they're looking at right now, but that's 11 other townships. And the other 2 airports are Bloomington and Chicago Rockford. They each have a different situation, but they're not taxing their entire potential. But their argument is that they're creating jobs that are helping that whole area. They're creating economic development that's spread beyond the people they're taxing. So, mm-hmm.
And this is something that would have to happen by the Illinois General Assembly?
Correct.
Okay. And then, since we're talking about regional benefits, how about the Iowa Quad Cities? Any possibility there?
There's chatter. I haven't seen anyone make any moves, but there's talk because a lion's share of their passengers come out of Iowa and right across the river in Scott County. I don't know that politically they'll get that done or try, but it has been brought up.
The manager of the airport, Bruce Carter, also known as Director of Aviation, is going to be retiring soon. How long has he been running the place?
He's been there 19 years.
19. I mean, some of us still remember Jim Johnson and some of the previous ones, but 19 years.
Yes, some of us do.
And what can we cite as the big changes to the airport during his 19 years?
A lot of building things. He's been, during his tenure, they've seen a new rental car facility, which consolidated all the rental cars into one and gave them a shared maintenance facility. It sits there right on the front of the airport. They have had a major, like $35 million reconstruction project of a runway a few years back. It helped fix the bullseye situation. They've also readied some ground for development. The former Flicks and Bud Skyline, all that's been torn down and is ready for some new economic development. And they've seen a new Holiday Inn during that. They've also seen new air service. They saw AirTran leave, of course, but they saw Allegiant arrive, mm-hmm. and that brought several low fare.
And they had a service to Washington, D.C. for a while. And
yeah,
they've, had some other experiments that have come and gone. Some have stayed, some not.
Yeah, the D.C. thing was a very community push. I mean, Bruce sure was part of it, but the chamber was very active in that and the legislature. And unfortunately, it was very short-lived.
Now, the adjoining properties like Flicks and Bud Skyline and some of the others, do they want to put something about the airport like runways, taxiways, or are those more for hotels, restaurants, or something like that?
More for development. I mean, Bruce would love to get some big chain restaurant out there. I know he would have loved to have had that Olive Garden. But, they say that's a prime corner in the Quad Cities, and that would just draw more attraction to out there. So that's their hope, is to land something commercial or...
Yeah. I'm just thinking, though, I've seen there are a couple of restaurants out there, and I'm not sure that they pull in a lot of people. I mean, you know, besides Bud's, but Bud's was there for what seemed like 100 years.
I think that's why he's looking at the national chain ones. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's got working with realtors to promote the property, but I haven't seen anything yet. I don't know if they're doing something behind scenes yet.
Okay. Now, where in the process are we of looking for a replacement for Mr. Carter?
They have hired a consultant. They've already put out the job. They got 37 applicants, which the consultant said was very substantial. 16 of them are current airport directors elsewhere. And he announced in December that he'll retire July 1st, so the search is going on right now.
And why would this be an attractive job, do you think? Is it sort of like people from smaller airports moving up, or is there, you know, are there retirements in the system and people, you know, there's a chance to move around or something?
I think it's a very small pool of people, really, because there aren't that many airports to direct. But, yeah, I don't know if it's step-up situations. We just lost our assistant aviation director, but he went to an airport director position, too. So mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, across that whole industry, you're seeing a lot of retirements. So I'm sure there are people looking to fill when the retirees leave.
And what about traffic at the airport? That's been falling recently, hasn't it?
I think it's starting to steady itself. I mean, this last month we saw...
it was like the first increase in quite some time.
Yeah, I'm lost on how many months it was. But yeah, it was a small increase, but we're beginning to see an increase. And it just depends. I mean, you know, economy, a lot of things impact out there. But
so it's not particularly the Quad Cities, although that may be one factor, but there's other things too?
Certainly may be one factor, yeah.
Okay. Now, have they been losing people to, say, Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, Peoria, Des Moines, or something like that?
Do you mean passengers?
Yeah, passengers, right.
I'd say they lose more to Chicago. Mm-hmm. More get in their car or take that nice new transport up there and go to Chicago. And they're shopping price, but that's one of the challenges for the airport and the new director is to how to keep people home and using their hometown airport.
Now, one other thing that's been going on at the airport is there's some controversy about a member of the airport board. Who is it, and what's the possible problem?
It's Drew Milkey, one of the Rock Island County Board chair or board members, has challenged the legality of the appointment of Jim Bonsack to the board because he says he doesn't live in one of those townships that's taxed. And that is true, he doesn't. However, the Rock Island County attorney, John McGeehy, looked into it and found that the appointment was proper. And in response, the airport board looked at it, too, and looked more into the state statute and found there is no residency requirement to be on the airport board. So
you could live anywhere, conceivably, and be appointed to the Airport Board of Commissioners?
Conceivably, but you are appointed by the local municipalities in Rock Island County, so I doubt you would.
Mm-hmm. But for up until now, have the members all been from those townships, as far as we know?
I'm not sure anyone's ever looked. I'm sure there have been other ones, you know. Many of those townships are rural, so if you had other rural appointees, you probably had other people living in townships that didn't pay taxes.
Now, has Mr. Milkey said he might pursue this anyplace, or we just don't know at this point?
I haven't had a chance to speak to him again. When I wrote the last story, we were not able to connect.
And so this is something else that would have to be done at the state level, the General Assembly, perhaps,
perhaps,
change the law?
I would assume change the law, or I don't know if there's any other challenges to make, or if he's going to pursue it.